Now, from an Ura, from the raven. Ma'osam treloi, just like the raven, it only has two simonim, and it's no good. Af kol treloi, any time that it doesn't have two simonim, it should be treif. So how could you tell me with one simon alone it's kosher? Let's at least learn out from the raven that you have to have at least more than two, because the raven tak has two simoni tyrants, so it's no good. So Ma'osam says, that will be true, that everyone that has two is no good or less. In claim of so, Teres v'yaznia. The cost of Rachmana Lomli was a Teres after right, the bird of a Teres and a Yaznia. They only have one simon to Meya. They have three simon and Tyra, and so it's no good. Hashta the Yisle Trelech Lina Madrecha knife that has two simonim. You can eat the Yisle Chad Miboi, but only has one simon, isn't it for sure? In other words, the Teres and the Yaznia, these two birds, they only have one simon tyra. They have three simonim like Tanaim, only one simon tyra. And still we need the pasuk to say that they are Tanaim. That's the question. Lomali, hashtu the Yisle Trelech Lemadach, the Orif, that has already two simonim tyra. You say it's no good. So the Yisle Chad Miboi, the person is there, they only has one simon tyra. Isn't it for sure it's no good? Eremai, it's right that the person is near, no, even though it has one simon tyra, that also may be good. Smar still says no, the nigma mi peres v'yaznia, less than up from the peres v'yaznia, that even though they have one simon tyra, it's no good. So how could we say before we have an oif with one of these four simonim? It's enough to say it's kosher. Learn out from the peres v'yaznia, even though it has one simon, still it's treif. It's temeya. Smar says no, and came if so, nesher the kos rachmona lomali. Why do we have to have the word nesher? Nesher has all four simonim temeyim. That only has one simon is no good, so it has one simon tyra, so the oirav that has none, pshita that's no good. The nesha that has none, pshita it's no good. And Moshe says, hashta the yishlai chad leechlinun, madach this peres v'yaznia that has one simon tyra, you can eat from it. The less leechlau mi boi, the nesha that does not have any simonim tyra. They have all the four simonim tenayim is miboi. So much like this, Ela Nesher, the less leklal who do le techo. A pshat like this. All the reason why the chaz is over a nesher is like this. A nesher, that's the simon that it's noif tomei, because it does not even have one of these simonim tayra. That's why you can't eat from it. And is the maskana or the is lechad ochol, but any other bird that's not one of these 24 oifas tenayis and a chanami. Even though it only has one simon tyra, you're allowed to eat from it. Smar says, if so, we have a time with the cross of Rachmon and Nesher. How do you make this deal? Because the Torah said the word Nesher eagle. Holav hochi, the Torah went to said it. Havi minah, what I thought to say. Lelech miperos v'yozniya, what I thought to say. Dem miperos v'yozniya. But what? Even though it has one simon tyra, still it's tameya, it's no good. Smar says, why? Hevelei peros v'yozniya, shneik sumam boin ki yechod. Tuchol shneik sumam boin ki yechod, reim alamdin. Adrabah, since the Torah has to say it twice that these two birds are Temeya, Rabbi Mashmoni is these two birds and no other birds. Like these two birds, says especially, even though they have one simon tyra, still they're no good. So from here I should learn out that, so you want to say without the word Nesher, I would learn out from here that one simon is no good. No, it's remain Shnei Sumon Boron Kiech and Ephraim Alamdin. And therefore, even without the Pasuk for Nesher, still I would know that as long as Moif has one simon tyra, it's tor. So what do I have to have the word Nesher for? Let it be Shnei Ksuvim Boron Ki Yechod, that this Osniya and the Peres, these are the two Eifers, that even though they only have one simon tyra, still they're no good. Smash only these two are no good. But any other one, any other Eif that has at least one simon tyra would be good. Smash says, no, I'll tell you that Heavenly Peres Osniya Shnei Ksuvim Boron Ki Yechod. And the klal is v'shneik sum and boin kiyechud is a melamdim. They're called like shneik sum and boin kiyechud here. They're both teaching us the same chiddush, that even though they only have one simon of tyra, still they're no good, but it's two psukim, so you cannot have any other place. So Mela, without the word v'nesher, I would have thought to say that an oif that has only one simon tyra is no good. I would have thought to say maybe you have to have all four simonim of tyra. That's what the Torah starts to say, the word nesher teaches no. Only an oif like a nesher that's no good, that has no simonim tyra. But as long as an oif has at least one simon tyra, and again, it's not one of these 24 oifers tameyas, as the Torah says, that oif is kosher. Smur still says no, gemir, of course, we learned, the yikur behor, Lekabo, Odikabo, Lekabo, Shnapik, Sidishnek, Suman, Burn, Kiechod, these two oifers, the Peres and the Ozniyah. Because even though both of them only have one Simitaira, but still the one that one has does not have the other one. So again, it's not a Chiddush or Snake, Suman, Burn, Kiechod. It's only teaching us the Chiddush that this one Simon is no good and that one Simon is no good. But Enechanami, if it's not called Snake, Suman, Burn, Kiechod, then the question is, what do I have to have Blimit from Nesher for? Even without the word Nesher, I know that only this one is no good, even though it has one Simit Mashma. Any other Oifto with one Simit Tara, it would be good. Someone says no. I take Luke Siddish Snake Suman Bank Yechid over here, because it's sort of like this. Michti, let's see. Ephraim Viabo Oifos Timayim Heavy. There are 24 different Oifos Timayim. Now the klal is that Efsho the Chad Yika Behanach. It's not possible to say that of all 24, by true, the person as Ni only has one Simitaira. But the Simit that one has, you want to tell it's not the same as the other one, but within the 24 Oifers, there has to be at least a few of them that have the same Simonim. If so, since there are a few Oifers that have the same Simonim, and still the Torah says it twice, says Tameya, still the Hevelu Shneik Simon Boy Kiechot. So still it should remain the klal of Shnei Ksuvim Bo'en Kiyechot. Zmor says no. Gemira the klal is like this, that Ephraim V'yabo Oifus Temeim Hevi is true. The Torah mentions 24 different Oifus that are Temeim. Now V'yabo Simonim. There are four Simonim of Tumah that we had before, whether they're Doris, Ein Kukav, or Niklof, they have the Etzba Yisera, and they don't have a Zefek. So those are the four Simonim. Now, T'losa Hadri B'kula. Esrim, 20 of these birds have 3 of these simonim. Telosa hadri b'kula Esrim, b'kula Esrimihem shloisha shloisha. That 20 of them have 3 simonim. Utrei bo'erev, the erev has 2. Chad the peres v'chad b'yazniya. So it comes out yisabor lestabor. Well, it has this one, it doesn't have that one. So it should always still remain shneiksum b'ron kiyechod. So still, what do I have to have the word the Nesher for? Even without the Nesher, I would know that as long as you have one Simon Tyra, the Oif Taka is Tor. So still says, no, Madatem, I would have thought to say, Lelef Minei, still I could learn out from these Oifis. And Rashi, therefore, Kosa Rachmona Nesher, still writes the word Nesher again. The eagles teach us, Nesher, the less like Klau. The Nesher has 4 Simonim Temeya, it does not even have one Simon Tyra. For such an oif like the Nesher, who do I take? For the Ikur, the Yisle Chad, any other bird that comes, not one of these 24, that at least has one Simon Tyra, then the Locher is the Ikur, the Yisle Chad Echol, that you're allowed to eat it. The kids talk to Limud, that as long as any oif that has one Simon Tyra, it's kosher to eat. And that's why the Torah says the word Nesher again, Etzra, to teach us that only such an oif like a Nesher that has all 4 Simonim Temeya, that's what's also teat. Benachami, any other oif, as long as it has at least one sim and tire on it, it's mutatit. Again, providing that we know for sure it's not one of these 24. Smor is the question now, so el turim, the kosa rachmona lomali. How come the Torah had a right that the doiv, the turim, it's kosher teat, and we know a doiv, a turim, has all 4 simonim. Like, what does Torah have to write it for the chub shita? Once we have the pasuk of nesher, we know as long as there's one sim in Tyra, it's mutatidit. So if she be allowed to eat the turim, so why does the have to write that the oif the turim, the dove, is kosher pshita? So what says Anachanami? Omer Ravukva Vukva says Ravukva Bachoma Lekorvin. That the chiddush is that a turim, this is the yoif that's kosher for korvin. This is the only type of an oif that we have. The turim, the bnei yoina, the older one and the younger one, this is the only type of a bird we have that's kosher for korvin. That's what the Torah writes it. Renach Vamias, the etzim heter achilo, that would be pshita. As long as it has one simin, it's because shall be achilo. The other one says, Omer Rav Bukva Bachomo, Yilakov, let's dance. Omer Rav Nachum Nachman says, Ho Yibokhi Behen, more top on the Samach Beis Amar Aleph. Ho Yibokhi